Welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living on Supreme Master Television. My name is Peter, and today I'll be making two raw vegan dishes. And the benefit of eating raw food is that it contains all of its nutritional content, including enzymes. However, do keep in mind there are some plants that the chemicals that they contain in the raw state are much more potent. And you know, there are some plants that are better to eat cooked, but today we're going to focus on plants that we can eat raw. All right, the first dish that I'm going to be making is going to be with macadamia nuts, and it's going to taste a lot like lasagna. However, I'm going to mix my wet ingredients first. So I'm going to go ahead and put some tomatoes in. And I got to go ahead and cut the lemon. Squeeze some lemon juice. I'm going to go ahead and add about a teaspoon. And the sun-dried tomatoes gives it a little bit of a richer flavor. Fresh basil is a lot tastier than dried basil. And basil is one of those plants that seem to be pretty good for my health. So I like to use fresh basil when possible. Fresh garlic is very potent, so you're going to want to use a small amount when you're cooking with fresh garlic. So I'm going to go ahead and blend my wet ingredients inside of the food processor. So now when I put the macadamia nuts in, I'm going to blend that together nicely. Alright, now I've got my sauce stirred with the macadamia nuts. Now I'm going to go ahead and blend it in the food processor. That helps the taste seep through, you know, all the macadamia nuts, so this will make the dish much tastier. Go ahead and decorate with a little basil. And that's the lasagna. We're ready to eat. We're going to come back with an avocado dill salad. Welcome back. We are going to go to the next dish, avocado dill salad. Now, I know this is a little taboo these days, but I'm going to use iceberg lettuce. It doesn't have as many vitamins and minerals as romaine lettuce, but you know, you can still use it from time to time. It tastes good. You know, you can use it for variety. Today, let's go ahead and use some iceberg lettuce. So that's fluffy, that'll come down a little later. I'm just going to use a small amount of vegetables. The dill, the avocado flavor works very well with iceberg lettuce. A little bit of purple cabbage, well it's technically red cabbage, but You know, the real color is purple. Add a little bit of red bell pepper. Go ahead and add a little bit of yellow bell pepper. Use approximately 1 teaspoon of dill. And I'm gonna go ahead and use dried dill. The flavor works very well for this dish. In fact, I think I'll go ahead and just remove this top and dig in. I'm gonna go ahead and use dried garlic on this dish. Just a small amount, just for your taste. I'm gonna do 1 tablespoon of salt. Just a splash of vinegar. This is raw apple cider vinegar. Now for the avocados. This dish actually reminds me of the dip that for chips and dip, the sour cream dip with the dill. It tastes a lot like that. Sometimes avocado gets bruised. That's okay, we can just go ahead and remove the bruises and eat the rest. I'm gonna add a little bit more lettuce. I'm gonna check for consistency. I wanna make sure that the salad is not too soggy or with, you know, too much avocado. So I'm gonna go ahead and start stirring it up and check. Looks like we can add a little more avocado. And I also like to keep a few chunks in there. Now go ahead and put some in our dish. Now you ready to eat your avocado dill salad. Alright, and now our final two dishes are ready. And that concludes our show. And raw foods have been a tremendous help in improving my health. And I hope that they'll be able to improve your health as well. Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television with more constructive programming.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.